At the request of Alaska Congressman Don Young, a bill pending in the U.S. House would reduce Alaska's share of revenues from oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and give that money to Alaska Native corporations. Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Congress decided last year, when it opened the refuge to oil development, to split the revenues 50-50 between the state and federal governments. But last week, Republican Senator Tom Cole of Oklahoma proposed to the House Appropriations Committee to reduce the state's share to 47% and direct 3% to Alaska Native corporations.
It's fitting that I offer this amendment under the larger-than-life picture of Don Young that's staring down on us because, to be fair to everybody, this is an amendment that Don Young asked me to offer.
Young isn't on the Appropriations Committee, but his portrait hangs in the room where the committee met. Cole's amendment specifies the 3% share would be distributed according to 7I revenue sharing. That's the section of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act that says the regional Native corporations have to share a majority of the revenue from resource development on their lands with each other. The idea was to offset wealth disparities among the corporations. But to the frustration of several of them, Arctic Slope Regional Corporation got subsurface ownership to a small portion of ANWR in a 1983 land exchange known as the Chandler Lake Agreement. And that land is not subject to the revenue sharing requirement. Cole says his amendment fulfills the mission of 7I.
It is in keeping with the spirit of that legislation that there's to be resource sharing amongst the Alaskan Natives from ANWR.
Cole's amendment passed the committee on a voice vote. Young, in a written statement, says the 3% allocation will support the health and well-being of Alaska Natives. He says he and Alaska's U.S. senators intended to get the allocation included in the bill last year, but were blocked by a Senate rule. A spokeswoman for Lisa Murkowski says the senator supports the 3% allocation in the House bill to, quote, resolve historical inequities. Governor Walker spokesman Austin Baird says Walker backs the congressional delegation's efforts.
The governor is trusting the leadership of Senator Murkowski, Senator Sullivan, and Congressman Young to look out for the best interest of Alaskans since they are the closest to this.
The amendment is in the House Appropriations Bill for the Interior Department, which still needs a vote by the full House. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.